Hello, it's Stacey Holt, Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this podcast. As per my podcast about rent arrears and the terrible pandemic that we're all facing, I just wanted to add further some information regarding, of course, there's always other options. If the tenant requests a rent reduction, I have written a procedure that I've just emailed to Real Estate Excellence members, actually. Today's the 20th of March, 2020. Members refer to that and/or email me if need. But just some general information, of course, everything's negotiable and options depending on the tenant request and, of course, the landlord's acceptance. So an option, of course, is to, if a tenant expresses rent reduction request, ask them to put in writing and forward it to your client and seek their instructions and proceed from there as per your office procedures in relation to rent increases. If, regrettably, the lessor, because of their own situation, can't accept that, you would advise the tenant to contact the relevant government tenancy authority in your area. So there's a way, obviously, as we work through this together, to look at options and possible solutions because of tenants being in positions where they've lost income and/or work. So just one other thought as we try and sustain tenancies. And obviously, it's better at times of crisis, although we've not been through something like this before, but better at times of crisis to try and sustain tenancies and some income for our client who will need it rather than having none at all. So, some food for thought. If you're a member of Real Estate Excellence, refer to that fact sheet I've just emailed to all offices and/or email us as part of membership support services. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.